By the time you hear this, you're going to be required to have a burn permit before you get rid of all of that refuge and dry grass. I'm talking with Roy Browning, the chief of CES. And Roy, we're accustomed to maybe burning our lawn or some refuge until April 1st when we get our burn permit. And while that doesn't keep us from burning, we are in a tinderbox situation right now, aren't we?
Yeah. This year, because of the low snowpack and the dry weather we've had most of all winter and the lack of precipitation, snowfall, the state of Alaska has the authority to change the time periods for the burn permits, which are traditionally, as you mentioned earlier, are run from April 1st to August 31st. And currently, starting March 17th, the Department of Natural Resources and the Alaska DNR has set March 17th as the new requirement for burn permits will start this Monday, March 17th.
Okay, now tell us how we get a burn permit. It's a lot easier than what most people might think, and it's changed, it's updated. I think we can do it all online now, if I'm right.
That's correct. If you go to the State of Alaska website under Department of Natural Resources, Alaska Forestry and Fire Protection, you can go on the online there on the website and go ahead and fill out a burn permit and print it off for yourself. And you do have to have one of those. And they have two types of burn permits. There's small and large scale burn permits, which again will start being required from March 17th until August 31st.
And what is the purpose for you of having a burn permit?
It gives us it gives the homeowners or any commercial businesses that apply for the permits, it gives them some parameters that we require in that permit through the state of Alaska, as far as having a person on site, and depending on how big it is and what some of the limitations are of what you can burn and how much you can burn.
So it's actually very educational. Rather than just going out and burning your grass, if your grass is longer than what I think is 3 inches or something like that, you're not supposed to burn it because obviously the heat. And the tinderbox effect right now, because of the lack of snow, but the ground is still frozen. So the trees aren't getting any moisture up to them and they're drying out. So the ignition point is a lot more severe in this situation than it regularly is after we start greening up.
That's correct. There's not a lot of moisture in some of that, as you mentioned earlier. It's dried out. We haven't had those good soaking rains that we would normally have. Obviously, you know, it's been wintertime, so we're not going to have that. And again, with the lack of snowfall, it hasn't soaked into the type of vegetation. And then you'll have that quick growth, which the ladder fuels, as you mentioned, the heat rises, and you'll get those ladder fuels that burn the brush and catch the trees on fire.
Now, are there penalties involved if we are burning without a permit?
That is, yes. Through the state forestry, they have the ability to go ahead and write tickets for fines. So that is something that the state of Alaska can enforce. So you must have a burn permit. And a courtesy, we have you usually call the business line to either state forestry or our Kenai Peninsula Borough 911 dispatch their non-emergency line and just give us a time that you're going to burn and the location. That way we can kind of keep a monitor on what we've got going on.
And is there liability if I was to be burning without a permit and it did get away with the wind and turn into a wildfire? Am I liable for that and the expense that you guys go to putting that fire out?
That is true. There is some fines and penalties, and you can be held liable in the civil court if you've been prosecuted, and be responsible for the cost that it costs either your neighbors or what that is or what the services of the fire department were.
Okay, and I'm also thinking about camping. Maybe you're not burning refuge, but if you're out camping early because we have this warm spring this year, what should be aware of? I know the Rotary Club just made a bunch of bucket trees caring for the Kenai winter last year, which helps us drown out. I forget what the exact slogan is, drop, douse, or...
Yeah, you just definitely would. It helps to have some readily bucket of water available. Just to make sure that, you know, the fire isn't going to get out of control, your campfire. Keep it contained. You don't want something bigger than probably a 3-foot diameter type campfire, but definitely have water shovels there ready so that you can take care of that right away.
Roy, thanks for being on the job. Thanks for letting us know. You got to get that burn permit early this year, and it's something you want to do as a member of the community to not only learn about burning but help keep us safe and the destruction that wildfires happen. I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that burn permit required sound of KSRM.